Hi there, welcome back. It is lesson three, and we're going to be talking about setting your intention. Here's one of the biggest struggles I find that witches and new witches, healers have, is that they want to do a spell, but they want so many things, and they're just kind of all over the place. So when I say to someone, okay, what is this spell for? And I've done this because I've made witches bottles for other people. I'm like, what would you like me to make you a witches bottle for? And then the answer that they come back with is, oh, I want one for love and for money and for happiness and for world peace. And I'm like, okay, hold on. And in the beginning, I was really trying to be able to do it, be able to perform all things in one bottle. And then I realized it was kind of like we're going somewhere, but we're actually going nowhere. If that makes sense. So it was like, if I was trying to do everything, it was like someone saying to you, hey, I want to go on a really nice drive and I want to see mountains and I want to see, you know, green grass and I want to have like good shopping and I want to have this, but it was nothing like a destination. And I think it's really important when it comes down to your witch's bottles that there is a destination. So the destination is this spell is for finding my soulmate. This spell bottle is for protection of my home. This witch's bottle is for having a baby, infertility. This witch's bottle is for business success. So it has to be like very destination. Like, what is the end result that you want? Stop trying to do spells and manifestations that are like, well, I want this and I want this and I want this and I want. You can do different spells. You can do as many witch's bottles as you want, but you have to be able to set the intention and really put it out there. Like, okay, this is what I want to do and this is exactly how I want to do it. So this is a shorter lesson, but it's really about getting clear. So what I want you to do is I want you to, before you even begin, before you even create your spell bottle, which is in the next lesson, I want you to sit down and really spend some time asking yourself, what is it that I want my first witch's bottle to be? What is the most predominant thing in my life right now that I really want to manifest, that I really want to focus on? And then while you're building the bottle, you're not thinking about anything else. So even the music you play, the environment that you're in, the people that you have around you, everything should be centered around. Like when I get an order for a spell bottle and someone tells me they want one, I focus everything on that bottle. For that person, I just like love putting my energy in that. Even if I go collect sticks in nature and I pick out herbs and things for them, I just really hyper focus on, okay, helping them, getting that done for them. And that's my focus and my primary concern. I hope that makes sense. And I hope that you enjoyed this lesson because I really just want you to spend some time journaling, writing it down, setting your intention, because in the next one, we're going to be creating your spell bottle.